single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Good everyone, and welcome to today's Living Life. The oracles against the nations and the prophecies in Isaiah, in some of the other books in the Old Testament, often sound very gloomy and even depressing, you know, because it's talking about judgment and, you know, fire and brimstone, you know, that kind of thing. But you have to remember and also notice the promises of restoration in the future. That always happens, and it's always there. If you miss that, you are missing at least half, if not over half, of the prophecies and the purpose of the prophecies. Now, it is also important to see and realize the path to restoration and to gain the promises that God gives, the path, because there is a way. The prophecies always give and show us the way to restoration and the promise of God. And also, the another portion part is the why and the how of God's people coming to be judged and suffering, you know, the consequences and the result of that judgment. The last few days, I've been talking a lot about trusting in God and His power to protect His people, to protect us. Now, our context today is very different from, you know, that of Israel and Judah, you know, in the Old Testament. But we can glean and understand the principles therein to apply into our lives today. And the ultimate principle for restoration and hope in the future is expressed and revealed in the person of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, who he sent to die in our place to save us. So let's read the passage and then we'll continue.
Isaiah chapter 32, verses 1 through 8. See, a king will reign in righteousness, and rulers will rule with justice. Each man will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the desert and the shadow of a great rock in a thirsty land. Then the eyes of those who see will no longer be closed, and the ears of those who hear will listen. The mind of the rash will know and understand, and the stammering tongue will be fluent and clear. No longer will the fool be called noble, nor the scoundrel be highly respected. For the fool speaks folly, his mind is busy with evil. He practices ungodliness and spreads error concerning the Lord. The hungry he leaves empty, and from the thirsty he withholds water. The scoundrel's methods are wicked. He makes up evil schemes to destroy the poor with lies, even when the plea of the needy is just. But the nobleman makes noble plans, and by noble deeds he stands.
Now, not everyone would agree with me that today's passage is referring to or maybe even talking about Jesus. But I believe there are many references that point to Jesus or matches him very closely that we read in the New Testament. And the first one is really obvious. Jesus is the king who reigns in righteousness and justice. You know, the king that this passage talks, today's passage talks about, right? Now, Paul in 1 Timothy describes Jesus as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we have many songs. You know, this is something that all believers have come to accept and believe and know. And, you know, we describe Jesus as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It actually comes from 1 Timothy, right? So, you know, the first line in today's passage refers to the king who will reign in justice and righteousness. The ultimate king who reigns in this way is Jesus Christ himself, none other. Jesus is the king that we don't deserve. Now, what do I mean by that? He is the embodiment of the grace of God. We are sinners. Right, we have fallen so short of the glory of God. We are so far and detached, and we cannot be one. We cannot be together with the righteous and holy God. But He sends Jesus as King, as our Lord, and He is that embodiment of the grace of God that He has poured out on us, so that we can be close and one with God again. Jesus is the Lion and the Lamb. Right? He's the lion, the fierce, awesome lion that, you know, even today's passage has, and who is able to destroy enemies, yesterday's passage, destroy enemies and battle in our place. But he's the Lamb of God who came as the innocent one, the pure one, to take our place on that sacrificial altar. Jesus is man and God, right? He came completely as man to suffer all the pain and the different afflictions that we suffer and feel. Yet, he is God. He is completely full, all-powerful God who would actually choose to become man. He is righteous and he is compassionate. Though he can just, you know, let us die out, let us, you know, wipe us away and the sin and the sinners, but his compassion has brought him, through that compassion, he sends Jesus Christ to die for us. He is transcendent and he is immanent. He is the great and awesome, you know, powerful, mighty God in heaven, but he's the immanent God who is here with us, who became one with us, who is Emmanuel. So it is through Jesus and that the sovereignty of God is realized over creation, is realized for us, humanity, his creation. And it is in him alone that full restoration can happen, can come about. So all the promises in the Old Testament, the prophecies, the oracles against the nation, and then the promises of restoration and forgiveness that comes after, it is only possible in Christ alone, right? He is also described in today's passage as the shelter, refuge, water in the desert, and rock. All familiar descriptions of Jesus that we, you know, sing about, that we have studied, even in the New Testament, right? Did Jesus not restore sight to countless people, right? Both physically and spiritually. Has he not called those with ears to hear his words and teaching and to live by them, right? These are all very familiar references that we can also point to in the New Testament. Jesus is the one who illuminates the Word of God, right? He, Jesus himself, showed us that the New Old Testament prophecies are actually all about him, right? The Messiah, the coming Messiah, has come, right? And we realize today that even Psalm chapter 1 is actually talking about Jesus. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. So this, the one who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, who is blessed, who meditates on the law of the Lord, this is the embodiment, right? This is Jesus, is the one. This man is the man who follows Jesus, who lives according to Jesus' teachings, right? Beyond the law and the words of the law, they who follow the Word of God, with a capital W, because Jesus is the Word. He is the Logos. And Psalm 2 continuing is, you know, makes it even more obvious in the end of Psalm 2. Now therefore, O kings, be wise. This is actually very close to today's passage. Be warned, O rulers of earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, S-O-N, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. For his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are those who take refuge in him. So they who follow Christ live in the righteousness, justice, and blessing described in today's passage and also elsewhere in the Bible. And now, you know, for me, I was reminded again and blessed by that reminder that in Christ, we have the most rational, historical, practical, and powerful truth and revelation of God in Christ Jesus himself. Right? In Christ, our faith is concrete. It is real. It is solid. Right? In Christ is God's promises, are God's promises guaranteed and proven throughout history as well. You know, very often as we study or read the Old Testament, it's very easy to forget about Jesus, right? I mean, God, yes, definitely. you know, the Lord, definitely, Yahweh, but very often we forget Jesus. But He is there, He is everywhere. And everything is realized in Jesus Christ and through Jesus Christ alone. All the promises have been realized and will be through Jesus Christ. So today I encourage us to meditate on Christ. He is and should be everywhere, including our lives, our thoughts, our prayers, our conversations. May Christ be in all, and may everything be through Christ and in Christ alone. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your Son. We praise you for your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray that today, Lord, as we go about our days, working, studying, doing ministry, doing work of various kinds, may Christ be foremost on our minds and on our heart, O God, on the top of everything, under everything, and holding everything together, Lord. Our conversations, may it point to Christ. May it point to Christ's glory, His closeness, His transcendence, O Lord. And may we exude Christ today as the only way, as the only one, and as the full realization of the promise of God. May we live in your promise today through your Son, Jesus Christ. In His name we pray, amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world as stepping in closer, CGM.